السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، وما يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Indeed, our praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we praise Him. We seek His assistance and His forgiveness from the evil consequences of our deeds and our actions. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, no one can try to misguide that person. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through its infinite wisdom chooses not to guide, no one can try to guide that person. And I bear witness that there's no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is his servant and messenger. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Or you who truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, your Creator, your Sustainer, advises you to have taqwa, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you're involved in your everyday activities, when you're on your phone, your tablet, dealing with your spouse, your children, your co-workers, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you ought to be in that state and do not leave this world except submitting to Him in Islam. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Or you who truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once again, your Lord, your Creator, your Sustainer, advises you to have taqwa, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And incorporated in that is قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, to say truthful words. Be careful what you say. Be careful who you talk about. Watch your tongue. And if you're able to do that, Allah will rectify your deeds, forgive you for your wrongdoings. And whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will indeed gain a great success, a great reward. Alhamdulillah, all praise are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has guided us to this beautiful religion of Islam, this deen, that has showed us guidance and given us the guidance in the scripture of the Quran. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has blessed us with the perfect example in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for us to follow. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us blessed on this beautiful day of Jummah in this beautiful masjid with this beautiful community. As Dr. Siddiqui Hafidhullah, may Allah preserve him, mentioned last week on the preparation of Ramadan, he mentioned multiple things that we can do as this month is fastly approaching us. And with a month with a month that's so great in virtue, and with all the aspects of Ramadan, in its forgivenesses that it brings, in its emphasis on the Quran, in its every night people are being saved from the hellfire, and that one night in this month that's better than 1,000 months in Laylatul Qadr, with the great virtue of this month of Ramadan, deserves more than 1 week to talk about it before it comes. We could talk about it months before it comes, to make sure that we prepare for it properly. As those who take SATs, GREs, LSATs, MCATs, they'll go into preparation courses and study months in advance before they take that exam. So Ramadan, with that same analogy, in a spiritual sense, brings us all these beautiful benefits. And so it behooves us to make sure that we prepare for as much as we can, as it's coming up in a couple months, as we all know. Now, when a lot of individuals talk about Ramadan, of course, there's a lot of emphasis on the Quran. There's a lot of emphasis on Taraweeh. How much, you know, raka'at are you going to pray? And of course, iftar planning, and many of these other things. And that's for a good reason, right? Emphasis should be on the Quran, mashallah, definitely. That's when it was, the first revelation came in the month of Ramadan, as we all know. We have known that's a special reward for that. But if we look at Ramadan itself, when we look at the essence of it, we look that it's mainly incorporated in, of course, yes, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command in terms of fasting the month. But it's heavily emphasized on the aspect of controlling our nafs and controlling our soul. That isn't that what fasting is all about? That we have food that is halal in front of us, but we're not going to partake in it. We're not going to drink any of it. But we're going to wait to a time that's going to come in the evening, and then we'll let ourselves indulge in what we have to eat, if you will. But before that time, we're going to hold back. As the scholar said, that siyam, the meaning of its imsak, is to hold back. We're going to restrain ourselves so we do not partake in it, if you will. And that is the essence of Ramadan, is teaching our soul, and teaching ourselves is to restrain ourselves. Of course, this comes with food. Now, food is very interesting because physiologically, it's a need for all of us. We need it to live. We need it to keep on going. But it's also a craving and an enjoyment. And we all know that we eat a lot more times than what we need. And a lot of times we eat out of more enjoyment and just craving certain things. But whatever it means, that we're teaching ourselves to stay back. And this is how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he talked about fasting, when he described it in a hadith in Bukhari and other places, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "As-siyam junda." That fasting is a shield. And what is a shield used for? To protect yourself, to defend off certain things, if you will. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idha kana yawmu siyami li ahadikum fala yarfuth wala yaskhab fa in shatamahu ahadun aw qatalahu fa yakul inni sa'im." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that fasting is a shield. And if you're in the state of fasting, he said it's not proper for someone to yarfuth. And there's different ways to translate this word. But that someone should not indulge himself in obscene language. That if you're in a state of fasting, remember we said the essence of it is restraining yourself back, that you're not going to partake in the food. But there's also other cravings, right? So he says that if somebody might frustrate you or annoy you, that you don't involve yourself in obscene language, insults, right? Lies, right? Right? Oh, lies, you know, other foul language, etc., that you will refrain from that. وَلَا يَسْخَبْ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the person should not raise their voice. Isn't that such a challenge? That's a challenge in general. But in Ramadan, when you are fasting and you have hunger, right? You're hungry because of you're angry because you're hungry, that you're not, the Prophet said, do not let that person raise their voice. And then he said, if somebody would insult that person, that's a test. Somebody might say a comment about you and your character, about your family, about your spouse, your children, or tries to physically fight you, أو قاتله, or tries to physically fight you, فَكُولْ إِنِّي صَائِمْ. The Prophet said to say that I am fasting. What is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam trying to tell us here? that yes, alhamdulillah, Ramadan is a strong emphasis in the Quran and standing up for Taraweeh, and we all should do that. I'm not belittling that whatsoever. But he's saying the essence of your fasting is that you take your soul and you take your nafs and you are able to control it and discipline it. That someone just insulted me, but I'm in a state of fasting, so therefore I'm not going to participate in that. I'm not going to react to that. I have some arguments that might happen. Don't see anything that's obscene in your language. I'm going to hold my tongue back and refrain from that. No, this is not eating, but this is a character issue, right? This is a reaction to able that you're able to control that. So here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that here, the essence of this is that use, my dear brothers and sisters, use this fasting as we're coming up on this great month of Ramadan as a shield. That when someone does try to get to you, or that you get triggered and frustration rises or anger rises, you're able to take your nafs and discipline it and control it and hold it back, just as you are holding back from partaking in that food. Ah, that's something to do here. That is to take your soul and mold it in a beautiful way, very prophetic and Quranic way, to be as perfect and try to make it as righteous as possible. So this is our challenge in this great month of Ramadan, which we don't necessarily talk about as much as the emphasis on the Quran and Taraweeh, etc. But this has the main importance to speak about this. Now when we look at the Quran, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that our main purpose of our fasting, as I mentioned last week also, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that our main reason, my dear brothers and sisters, that why me and you are fasting is that we do tattaqoon. We practice, we do taqwa. Tattaqoon, those who know Arabic, is a verb. It denotes action. That we are going to perform taqwa. We're actually going to implement it. From our fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is the main key, is that you perform taqwa. Yeah, alhamdulillah, you pray Taraweeh, alhamdulillah, you read your Quran. But the main point of it is that you practice this taqwa in it. That all works together. Now, what is taqwa? There's many ways, and we just talked about it earlier in the khutbah. One can say gone consciousness. As one of the scholars mentioned, it's hifz nafs min al-mahdhurat. That is to hold yourself and protect yourself from what is that is harmful, what is impermissible, what is warned against, if you will, to do. That you take yourself and you protect it from it. So in this great month of Ramadan, inshallah, that is the main emphasis that all of us, inshallah, should partake in. Now, what is taqwa? How do we implement it? So we go to the Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this in multiple places in the Quran. There's different ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word taqwa and how we should implement it and how we should practice it. But from the short time that I have, I'll mention some very beautiful ayat in Surah Ali Imran, chapter number 3 in the Quran, verse 133-134, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the people who have taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, where he says, سَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that rush and hasten, hurry to the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or for the forgiveness of your Lord, and into Jannah. Like, move on, get on to it. This is a hurry. There's some emphasis here to act quickly. Go into the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That doesn't mean that there's a place you go and there's forgiveness there, but meaning that the actions that will earn you forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Jannah. That this Jannah is waiting for all of us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for all of us. And I think it's unfortunate that we don't actually speak about Jannah as much and the beautiful prize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that hasten to this. أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that its expanseness, its width of Jannah is as big as the earth and the skies above. Right? It is extremely large. Everyone inshallah has a room to fit in there, those who want it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. That what? That it is prepared for those who are known to have taqwa, so they're called muttaqeen. They practice it so much that they got the title of a muttaqi, of someone who has taqwa. That this is prepared for those. Ah, alhamdulillah, this is what we're looking for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who have taqwa will have this reward. So who are the ones that have taqwa, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim? Who are those? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالدَّرَّاءِ. First thing, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, that those who have taqwa, they're able to spend out in ease and in hardship. The thing about taming your soul, my dear brothers and sisters, the hard-earned money that we work for, from the labor that we do, and everyone knows how hard they work for their money, is that to give it out to someone else or give it out in charity is sometimes hard. The soul wants to what? Hold back on it. Because what? You need a new car. You need to save up for your children's education. When are we going to ever buy a house? So you're stuck in the saving pit. And you will keep on trying to save for the rest of your life until you enter the grave. You will always be stuck in that situation. Always trying to save for something else. So the soul is telling you to hold back. That's your hard-earned money. Don't give out. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who have taqwa, they spend out in ease. When they have a nice paying job. And the finances are going well. Maybe your stocks are doing well. Alhamdulillah, they're able to give out then. That's not too much of a test. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who have taqwa tame their souls and they give out even in hardship. When gas prices are $6, when the rent that you're paying for your 1,000 square foot apartment is way overpriced, when inflation is very, very high, they still give out at those times. It might not be the same when they give out in ease, but they're still giving out. They train their soul that when I see a donation box, I get pulled to it. When I see a donation box, I don't walk the other way. That I see an opportunity. I train my soul in this way. And I tell my soul, no, that this is good. Those who have taqwa do that. That they have trained their soul to do so. وَكَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says next, that those who have taqwa swallow their anger. We mentioned this before on the member about this characteristic. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who have taqwa are those that restrain their anger. And kadhim literally means in Arabic this is swallow. Is that you don't see the anger on their face anymore. Just as if you would swallow your food, you would not see the food in the person's mouth. It's gone down. It's still there, but it's another place, if you will. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says those who have taqwa, they're able to swallow down their anger. And we know in Ramadan it's a time that you're fasting, you're rushing to get home to eat your iftar, to try to make it to the masjid. There's a hustle and bustle and then trying to get enough sleep for the next day. You're tested. So your anger might become a little bit easier to trigger, if you will. But in this month, my dear brothers and sisters, this is a time where you tame that anger. Just we mentioned that a siyam, a junda, that you're fasting as a shield. That we're able to suppress it and we're able to control it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who have anger, they're able to swallow it down. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in another hadith, where he said that the one that's the strong amongst you, not the one that could overcome and wrestle someone down with the bigger muscles, but the one that could control themselves in the time when they're angry. That they're able to control themselves when they're angry. And that takes practice, my dear brothers and sisters. You just don't learn that overnight. That's something to take cognition of. When you're getting angry, you tell yourself, hey, don't throw things. Watch your voice. Watch what you say. You're able to compose yourself. Ramadan is there for us, my dear brothers and sisters. For those who have temper issues, for those maybe get triggered a little bit too fast, those that maybe raise their voice a little bit too loud when maybe they shouldn't, Ramadan is there for us, my dear brothers and sisters. There's a time to control that. There's a time to try to perfect that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who have taqwa, we're all trying to get in this month of Ramadan, wa'afina anin nas. Now those people that pardon others, subhanAllah. The thing with the soul, my dear brothers and sisters, when someone does wrong to us, we don't want to necessarily give forgiveness. We don't want to necessarily pardon others. We want to take revenge. So we teach the other person a lesson. So we get back on them and see how they like it, what they did to us. So your soul tells you that. And then you get empowered. You said, yes, this is what I'm going to do. So then you go and you do the same thing back to that person. And then you find that now the other person does something back to you. Now you're stuck in a very long battle now. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who have taqwa, tell their soul the right for retaliation, the right to get recompense for someone that did to you, push it aside. Pardon those that did something wrong to you. Could you do that? That's a test. That's what Ramadan's for. That's what Ramadan's for. It's for able to get to that test that we're purifying our souls. We're staying away from food even though we can eat it, but we're also staying away with anger even though I can get angry when I can take retaliation back to somebody. Ah, subhanAllah, Ramadan looks a lot better than before. Ramadan looks like a very special place for us to do that. As some scholars said, that when we go enter Ramadan with the view that we need it and Ramadan doesn't need us, we're in the right place. That we actually need this month. Month doesn't need us. That we need this month, if you will. Ah, that's a mentality. That, you know what, I don't like to pardon people. I have issues with this person, issues with that person. And you might have due right. You might have 100% right. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those are afina anin nas, that they are able to pardon other people, to tame your soul and say, no, we're not going to take retribution right there. I know that's what you want, but we're able to forgive. We're able to say, I excuse you. I pardon you. Maybe I don't want to talk to you right now, but I'm able to pardon you. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. And Allah loves those who do excellence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those that do ihsan. So when we talk about this great month, my dear brothers and sisters, yes, read your Quran. Yes, stand in Taraweeh. That's all honestly being part of taqwa. That is definitely a vital part of it. But also set out goals that yes, just as we want to stand in Taraweeh, that yes, you know, Ya Rab, I want to perfect my anger and actually control it. That I want to be more forgiving and more, I'm pardoning other people. That I want to work at heart of that as this month comes up. As this is the essence of this great month of Ramadan, to really perfect our souls, my dear brothers and sisters. I say this and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and myself and all of you for ask forgiveness for him, for indeed he is off forgiving. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And we talk about my dear brothers and sisters, as we mentioned that yes, all is to recap. That yes, we should have emphasized in your reading and your khatam of the Quran. And alhamdulillah, doing iftar with your families. And of course, standing here in Taraweeh, that's all part of taqwa. That's all interlaced with each other. But also that we should also specify that this is a time. This is a time where we perfect our souls. Soul control, as I say. That we're able to tell our nafs and tell our soul, this is how we're supposed to act. And it's a perfect training ground to better our character, to better our self-discipline, that our nafs, this is a training ground for it, my dear brothers and sisters. And this is one of the main emphasis, as I mentioned, that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, that fasting is that shield that protects us from ill behavior, protects us from ways that maybe we should not act. We're Bani Adam, we're children of Adam, Bani Adam Khatta, we're going to make mistakes, right? That's known. We're going to slip, our voice is going to come louder, we're going to say things we're going to regret. That's understood. But the best of Bani Adam that makes mistakes, as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, is tawabin, those who make repentance for that. I'll leave you with this and a saying by Ibn Jawzi rahimahullah, when he was talking about on ways that we could strengthen the concept of disciplining our soul. In his book of Tibb al-Ruhani on spiritual medicine, he mentioned that one thing that we can do to make this easier for us, he said, number one, keep good company and leave bad company. Number three, he said, study the Quran. Number four, he said, read beneficial stories of those of the righteous so you could take examples from them. Then he said, think about Jannah much and think about Jahannam much. And then he said, read the biographies of those of righteous and those of ascetics, those who are able to refrain from the desires of this world. These are some things, inshallah, I know our social media feeds might be other than the things that I just mentioned a lot of times. But inshallah, we have to make sure to balance it with things that are beneficial for our soul so we get that remembrance. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, to make us of the muttaqeen, Ya Kareem, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us reach this month of Ramadan, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. We ask you to ask for forgiveness and interest in your Jannah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Ghafoor. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Al-maghfir lana warhamna وعافنا واعف عنا. اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا يا كريم يا رحمن الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. أقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله. Make your line straight. Close up any gaps. Pray as if it was your last prayer. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العظيم سبحان ربي العظيم سبحان ربي العظيم سبحان ربي العظيم. سمع الله لمن حمده. ربنا والحمد كثيرا طيبا باركا فيه. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار وخلق الجان من مارج من نار فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ رب المشرقين ورب المغربين، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ مرج البحرين يلتقيان، بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ وله الجوار المنشآت في البحر كالأعلام، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. ربنا ولك الحمد. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العلى. سبحان ربي العلى. سبحان ربي العلى. الله أكبر. أكفي له وعليه. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات والسلام عليك ورحمة الله وبركاته، والسلام علينا وعلى إيمان الصالحين، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله العظيم. استغفر الله. السلام منك السلام.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much, Sheikh Shahid, for reminders. May Allah bless you, bless all of us, and give us the tawfiq and the good health that we benefit from the Ramadan, inshallah. We make dua for shifa of several people whose names we have and also those whose names we do not have. May Allah give them shifa. May Allah give them health. Baby Muhammad Haroon, Brother Muhammad Rafi, Brother Naqshuddin Momand, Brother Haysam Bundukhti, Sister Amina Busho, and Sister Brother Aqil Ahmad Siddiqui. May Allah give them shifa. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfihim anta shafi. La shafi illa anta shifa. An la yughadiru saqma. Allahumma shfih mardana wa mardal muslimin. And also dua maghfira for Brother Shahzada Azad Zoe and Brother Abdul Nasir Fuad Abbas. Allahumma ighfir lahuma ya Allah. Allahumma ighfir lahuma warhamhuma wa'afihima wa'afu anhum. Allahumma adkhilhum al-jannah. Allahumma adkhilhum al-jannah. Sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammadin wa alihi wa ashabihi wa ba'id. Rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.